This video answer is in regards to the Facebook post that I put up regarding the relationship between Lama Tsongkhapa and Maitreya Buddha. And I want to give little short explanations because I've given long, extensive teachings in the past, but little short answers. And if you want to know more, you can refer to more of the talks that I've given on YouTube, which is posted on YouTube. That's what I mean. What happens is everybody knows, according to the great Panchen Lama, that the 84,000 teachings of Lord Buddha is contained within the practice of the Guru Yoga of Lama Tsongkhapa. When you say Guru Yoga of Lama Tsongkhapa, you have to understand that within the tantric practice, the highest form of vehicle towards enlightenment, according to Buddha Shakyamuni, within the tantric practice, the pith practice would be Guru Yoga, or the meditation and the practice and the devotion one has towards one's teacher and his true essence, or her true essence, which is enlightenment. So therefore, without this devotion, without this kind of faith and unstinting loyalty towards one's teacher, it's very, very difficult to accomplish anything in the tantric path. In the past, yes, this practice could have been abused by certain people who call themselves teachers, but mostly, of course, it was not. There were many, many erudite teachers. For example, I don't see my teacher, I don't see the Dalai Lama as a man, I don't see Kyabje Sonrinchi as a man, I see Dalai Lama as a living Buddha, Chenrezig, Avalokiteshvara, and I see Kyabje Sonrinchi as a living 12-armed Hiruka. So therefore, for me, these kind of practices have not been difficult, even though when I started 30 years ago as a child. In any case, let me get to the point. The point is, in the tantric practices, Guru Yoga is the most important, whether it's Yamataka or Kalachakra or Hiruka or Vajugini or Tsitamani Tara, Gyawagyatso Chenrezig, whatever you want. The pith instructions is always, there's a Guru Yoga within the practice. So extracting from the tantric teachings, you have the Guru Yoga, in this case, focusing on Lama Tsongkhapa. Tsongkhapa was an enlightened being. Tsongkhapa was predicted by Lord Buddha. Tsongkhapa will manifest full enlightenment as Shakyamuni did in the future. So for now, when we do the Guru Yoga of Lama Tsongkhapa, all the points of daily practice, example, the seven limbs, offering, confession, rejoicing, invitation, etc., 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 are all included. So it's very, very comprehensive. And then when you focus on one Buddha, Lama Tsongkhapa, it's very, very easy because he's in the form of a monk and he is sitting one face, two arm form. He's gentle, white in color with a pinch of taint, with a tinge of red. So it's white in color with a tinge of red. And what happens is, he's wearing monk robes and he's sitting in meditational posture. So it's very, very easy to focus on him and then to realize that he is the synthesis of all the Buddhas, Bodhisattvas, Dakas, Dakinis, Yidams, Arhats, and enlightened Dharma protectors of the past, present, and future. So when we think he's a synthesis of this, when we take refuge in Lama Tsongkhapa, it is therefore complete. So when we do 100,000 prostrations of Lama Tsongkhapa, when we do mandala offerings to Lama Tsongkhapa, when we make offerings to Lama Tsongkhapa, when we do butter lamp offerings to Lama Tsongkhapa or incense, you are in fact making offerings to all the Buddhas, Bodhisattvas, and deities of the three times simultaneously in the form of one. It's like taking hundreds and hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of thousands of cups of pure clean water and pouring it into the ocean, and it becomes indistinguishable. It becomes one, it becomes same. You can't differentiate which part of the water came from which cup. Lama Tsongkhapa is like that. When you invite all the Buddhas and Bodhisattvas and deities and enlightened beings that dissolve into Lama Tsongkhapa. So when you do the Guru Yoga every single day, do not expect miracles. Do not expect things to change overnight. Do not expect signs to happen overnight. And all those are very individual because each one of us has unique and different karmas. So for some, results come, inverted commas, quick. For some, it takes a little longer. Either way, it's good for us to practice. It's good for us to stick to one path. When we do the Guru Yoga of Lama Tsongkhapa, and we focus very strongly, and we do it very well every day, devotedly, at the end of the Lama Tsongkhapa, there are three verses of dissolution, which is after the Miktama. So when we're reciting the Miktama, after we finish the Miktama, then we have the three verses or the three shilokas, S-H-I-L-O-K-A-S, shilokas, or three paragraphs. All right, if we translate to English, three paragraphs, three shilokas. The first shiloka, when you recite it, you actually visualize that Lama Tsongkhapa's two disciples and the cloud he's sitting on all dissolves into him. So if you want to do it a little bit longer, you visualize the thrones of the two disciples, Getsab Rinpoche and Khedru Rinpoche, dissolve into them. They themselves dissolve into Lama Tsongkhapa. Lama Tsongkhapa's throne dissolves into him, and he's sitting in front of you there. And then when you recite the second verse, then you visualize Lama Tsongkhapa dissolve into a golden light, small light, maybe the size of your thumb, and he's still attached to the cloud that he was sitting on. The cloud is extended from Maitreya's heart. So when you do the Guru Yoga, in the beginning, Ganden Khaji Ngunji Tukane, Rakashosa Punji Chudinche, etc., etc., you're visualizing from Maitreya's heart a cloud, curd-like cloud coming forth, and on top sits the all-knowing king of Dharma, Lama Tsongkhapa, and his two great sons, his two great disciples. So in the beginning, you visualize this cloud coming from Maitreya's heart. So this cloud looks like a cloud, but it represents one consciousness with Maitreya. Lama Tsongkhapa and Maitreya, one consciousness, one connection, one enlightenment. So therefore, you visualize this while you're doing the Guru Yoga. Towards the end, Lama Tsongkhapa is still sitting on this. So when you're dissolving it, when you recite the second shiloka, then what happens is he dissolves into light, he's still sitting on this cloud, which still extends back a fine, thin line back to Maitreya Buddha. So therefore, when you recite the second line, you visualize the cloud come forth and dissolve into you and goes down your central channel, Tsa'uma, your central channel, and it goes down to the place of your heart. And you think, as I gave teachings, there's a lotus there, the lotus opens, and that lotus, the bed of the lotus represents your mind. Lama Tsongkhapa goes in and then closes up. When you recite the third line, the last line of the shiloka and the ending of the Ganden Khagyama or the Guru Yoga Lama Tsongkhapa, then you visualize the three mantras surrounding Lama Tsongkhapa's lotus. And so Lama Tsongkhapa and you become one and inseparable. And that is to tap into your Buddha nature, to open up your Buddha qualities. And then from the top of the lotus, from Lama Tsongkhapa, inside the lotus, so inside the lotus, then Lama Tsongkhapa, there's a line, the cloud, it goes through the top of the lotus, it comes up to your central channel, comes out of your head, and it goes directly to Maitreya's heart. So Khyabjisaran Rinpoche said that wherever you walk, wherever you travel, wherever you sleep, whatever you do, you think that line's connected to Maitreya Buddha. So maybe when you wake up in the morning, you do a few seconds visualization that line is there, connected to Maitreya, and from your heart, where Lama Tsongkhapa and you are one, and then that line extends out to the top of your head, and it's not a physical line, it's clear, it's translucent, and it cannot be touched, yet it can be seen. And it's connected to Maitreya's heart. So when you're sleeping, it's there, when you're moving, it's there, when you're swimming, it's there, whatever you're doing, think, even when you close the car door, don't think the line got snapped, think that it just goes right through the door, right through the car, right through the metal, and nothing can cut it. So it is said that when you visualize that all day long and every day and constantly, you make a very strong connection with Maitreya Buddha using Lama Tsongkhapa's Guru Yoga. And the thing is this, is that when you have this visualization and you make this awareness, then you're always conscious of it. In case when you are passing away, when you are dying, you can visualize this long line very strongly. You don't think about your family. You don't think about your pets. You don't think about your friends, your money, food, your favorite restaurant. You don't think about your clothes, your house, your bed, your car, because none of that can help you anymore, and you can't help them anymore. So what you need to think about is about helping yourself so that you can come back and do more for others. I repeat, you have to think about helping yourself so you can do more to help others. So therefore, you focus on that line very strongly. And Khyabjisaran Rinpoche said that it is very important because you've been practicing every day, so it'll be quite easy while you're dying. Whatever you practice during your life, it'll be easier at death or during death. When you haven't practiced it and you delay or you procrastinate, then at the time of death, it's very difficult to visualize because you haven't practiced. You will only visualize or recall or remember or find it easy to do what you are familiar with, you were doing in life. Whatever you are familiar with in life, you will do at the time of death. So therefore, you visualize that line. It is said that your consciousness will leave out of your body, following that thread out of your body, because your consciousness resides at the heart center. With that line, it leaves. It exits through the crown of your head, and it directly ascends to Maitreya's heaven. So what happens is, it is said that you should take rebirth from a beautiful lotus before Maitreya to continue your Dharma practice for the highest practitioner. For other practitioners who cannot ascend to Shita heaven, even doing that visualization is very powerful, because by connecting with Maitreya, you will, again, if not take rebirth in Tushita, take rebirth in a powerful, good, conducive place with the 8 freedoms and 7 endowments that you can continue Dharma practice. So for mediocre practitioner, such as myself, then I can hope by doing this practice, I can take rebirth in a positive place to continue my Dharma practice, to meet my lamas, to meet my teachers, and meet my deities, and meet the people I need to meet to continue my journey from a very young age. Because I don't want to start when I'm 40 or 50 years old. I want to start when I'm very young. So when we do this visualization correctly, we can create the causes to be reborn in a better place, or a place to continue our Dharma practice, and or to Shita heaven. So in that way, we make a very powerful connection to Lama Tsongkhapa and Maitreya Buddha. So when we recite the first line, Pelin Tsawa Lama Rinpoche, first shiloka, I'm sorry, Pelin Tsawa Lama Rinpoche, Dagi Ningang Peme Denjula, Karin Jemo Goni Jinsen, Kusun Du King Mudru Tsel Du Sol, what happens is that the thrones of the two sons dissolve up, the two sons dissolve into Lama Tsongkhapa, Tsongkhapa's throne dissolve into him, and it's just Tsongkhapa sitting on a curd-like white cloud, and that extends from Maitreya's heart. And then we recite the second line, Pelin Tsawa Lama Rinpoche, Dagi Ningang Peme Denjula, Karin Jemo Goni Jinsen, So, then what happens is that we see Lama Tsongkhapa dissolve into light, surrounded by the cloud, and it enters through the top of our head. It comes out our central channel, very small, very light. Don't focus too strongly. It dissolves into the lotus in our heart that closes up, surrounded by 3 mantras. And then Lama Tsongkhapa and you become one with that cloud extending to Maitreya's heart. Then the third line that you recite, until I achieve bodhicitta enlightenment, please remain with me. So that third line, you think very strongly that Lama Tsongkhapa is sealed inside of you no matter what. And then focus on that line, that cloud-like line, going to Maitreya. If you want more extended teachings on this, I have given it in the past, and it is posted onto YouTube. And in the future, Kichara Media and Publications Department of Kichara will be coming out with a book. So therefore, this is a short explanation on Lama Tsongkhapa's connection with Maitreya. And of course, there's much more. And all of you have written beautiful comments. There's much, much more. But I'm giving you a simplified, easy one to remember for today. And also, how Lama Tsongkhapa's practice is so short is a poa practice in the end. And remember, this poa practice of Lama Tsongkhapa, you don't need initiation, you don't need commitments, you don't need to take special vows, you don't need to do any special rituals. It's a pure visualization within yourself, and you can do it at home. And there is absolutely no danger of shortening your life or any other dangers associated with certain poa practices unguided by the teacher. All right? The danger doesn't come from the poa practice. Danger comes from us not collecting the merit and doing it correctly. There is no such danger in Lama Tsongkhapa's practice. Okay? For example, in Vajugini's poa practice, you need a guide, you need to receive the initiation, you need to receive the oral transmission, and you need to be taught how to do it. And it's in secret, cannot be spoken about openly. But Lama Tsongkhapa, you can do it now. So people might think, well, if I switch from Lama Tsongkhapa's poa practice to Vajugini later, how? Do I get reborn in Kichara? Do I get reborn in Kichara Paradise? Or I get reborn in Tushita? There's no confusion. When you do poa practice of Tushita with Tsongkhapa or Vajugini, the merit is the same, to be reborn in a pure abode, to be reborn in a place where you can continue Dharma. So even if you do Lama Tsongkhapa's poa practice and later you switch it to Vajugini's, all the merit you collected to be born in Tushita can be switched later to be born in Kichara or Tushita. And by the way, once you get to one or another paradise, pure land, you can travel back and forth, Khyentse Sorenji said. So it's not a problem at all. So therefore, don't think that, oh, if I do this for Lama Tsongkhapa, later I switch to Vajugini, how? Is all the 10 years I did wasted? It's not wasted. It's like saying, well, I made offerings to Tara for 10 years, and then later I switched to Vajrayana because I received the initiation. I focus on Vajrayana. Is that wasted? Of course not. All the offerings you made to Tara is not Tara specific. It is to a Buddha. And so when you switch to Vajrayana, you're not making offerings to a Vajrayana, you're making offerings to a Buddha. So a Buddha, the offerings, the merit, the dedications, the result is all exactly the same. No danger at all. Okay, so that is my little explanation for you today on the connection between Maitreya and Tsongkhapa within the Guru Yoga practice and how it is a Poa practice. I wish all of you good luck, and I wish all of you to engage in Lama Tsongkhapa's practice. It is truly, truly beneficial.